Rex. Everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning, 713 Brock Hunter.
It's Michelangelo.
Michelangelo?
Yes.
Why are you a painter?
No, I'm a Ninja Turtle, bro.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the painter.
No, they can paint all they want. I'm over there fighting crime and living in sewers.
Oh, is that Michelangelo did the Sistine Chapel?
Mm-hmm.
He painted the top, all those naked guys up there.
Yeah.
Weird. Weird thing.
Weird guy.
Anyway, 713 today. We got a high of 80, 70, 70, blip, 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 blip. I'm done. I'm not doing the show anymore. I can't talk this morning. 70% chance of rain. Tonight, cloudy. 50% chance for it's going to rain. Probably.
It's going to rain.
It's going to rain. There you go. But then nice the rest of the week, I think. So we're good. So the one day we go golfing.
Perfect.
Boy, don't we got a rough.
Perfect.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, let's do Morning Dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it.
Pump, pump. Pump, pump it up or out.
Or out. Pump, pump it out. Pump, pump that turd out. On this day, I don't know. On this day, 1938, the comic strip Dennis the Menace debuted.
Oh, really?
1938.
Man.
So kids have been that annoying for that long? That's what it's been.
I guess.
They've been a pain in the ass. I was very Dennis the Menace-esque, if you will.
A terrible child.
I kind of. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I got a slingshot because of Dennis the Menace.
Oh, yeah.
My folks were crazy enough to give me a weapon.
Did you have a neighbor named Wilson?
I did not. But I did enjoy the coveralls and holding the slingshot in my back
there
pocket.
There you go. Did you have the little colic in the back where your hair stuck up?
But in the front. Yeah. Right in the front. I might have. Yeah, close. I do enjoy Dennis the Menace. Yeah. When, of course, the movie that came out in, what was that, 97? Something like that.
Yeah.
Right around when we were kids.
Mr. Wilson!
Oh, I can hear it. And see, now I start to relate more.
Was it Walter Matthau?
It was Walter Matthau, yep. Yeah. I'm starting to relate more to the parents, and then eventually I'll be at Walter Matthau's area, Mr. Wilson's area. But for a long time.
Damn kid.
Oh, man. He really loved him, though.
He did.
Even though he drove him nuts, he still loved him. The chiclets and the teeth. God, I'll never get that. And then, of course, his buddy. Yep.
Yep. The cross-eyed kid.
Who was the hobo in that one? The bad guy.
The hobo was the guy, Christopher Lloyd.
That's right. A guy who played Doc in Back to the Future. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
When they're eating the beans by the campfire.
Oh, my God.
It's just good comedy. It's just good, clean.
Is that the one where he toots and it explodes?
They give him all the hot beans and then he farts on the fire.
Did I say toot?
You did say toot. You did say toot. Grown-ass man.
Hanging out with my mom.
According to a new study, employees who accept new jobs at other companies end up making more money than their coworkers who stick around at the same job. Because the economy is rolling, companies are paying a premium to get top talent in this hot market. So if you've been thinking about leaving your current job, now is the time to do it. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah,
I don't care if I keep getting paid, diddle.
Yeah.
I don't feel like working.
They could put us in storage B.
That's right. I'll be fine.
With Milton.
If I have to do any manual labor, guys, I'm not going to make it, all right? I'm just going to stay right here.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this.
We'll let the bosses know now. And if you guys are listening, even if you do fire us, we're just going to hang out in the parking lot.
No, I'm not actually going to leave.
No.
You know what? Hell, I'd be fine with getting paid in gift certificates.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? I'm okay with that.
Give me some of them Pizza Hut.
Come on, that's right.
Give me a big one. I don't care.
I don't care. Give me one of those. I'll take it. So, yeah, if you're looking to make a little more cash and just do something new, you get a new job. Lastly, Jessica Alba, that hot piece of ace.
Yeah, damn.
You like that?
Yeah.
I got a giggle out of you. She got her.
For God's sake.
I can't help it.
Wait, no, you want to have.
I would like to lay with her in a biblical sense.
Yes.
No, she got her Twitter account hacked. She has over 9 million followers. And the hacker did a flurry of racist and homophobic tweets over the weekend.
Aye.
See, that's why, like, everyone's like, oh, I want to be famous and be great. I want to be rich. No, because people are always trying to mess with you. No.
Or she just went psycho and then blamed it on a hacker.
Now, to be, that did is a point I want to bring up. You've seen some of the things where people tweet stuff.
It wasn't me.
I was hacked. No. You just didn't realize it was going to go so poorly for you for some reason.
No, you were drunk and you said stuff that you didn't want to say the next day.
That definitely happens. But I'm guessing on her side, it probably was because they were pretty bad tweets. And I don't think that would come from a hot piece of ass like her. So she's too hot to do anything like that.
Wouldn't that be nice? To be so hot that nobody believes you do bad things.
You didn't do anything wrong. You're too attractive.
Look at you.
Yeah, come on now. We love you. And then some uggo does like, burn him! Kill him!
At the stake! Ugly.
What about her? She murdered 12 people. Yeah, but she's hot.
Look at her.
I mean, come on now. We all have rough days, right? Not you, uggo. Not you, you ugly piece of trash. You're going to jail for life. You get in there.
Welcome to America.
So anyway, if you are a follower of Jessica Alba on Twitter, don't worry. She was just hacked.
Don't be too offended.
It's okay. It wasn't her. It was some other psycho. There you go. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Listen up, my dad's talking.
This is Dervin from Pump That Septic, talking real estate septic inspections. Our comprehensive inspections begin with cleaning your septic tank, then using underground visual cameras and locating equipment to see the actual conditions and location of your septic system. Realtors,